This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about hunting and fishing and the great outdoors, and hopefully we'll get into some of that today. We spent yesterday at the in Frederick County at the fairgrounds at the National Rifle Association Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. Vendors seemed to be upbeat. The crowd was slowed a little bit by a winter weather advisory and a snowstorm. And some pretty slick roads right in the middle of the day. But I will tell you, the crowd was pretty good, and it's going to be knock your socks off today. So we're looking forward to meeting a lot of people and handing out a lot of magazines. We talked to some good vendors that were there. We met some new folks. We talked a lot about the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, commonly known as the Harrisburg Sports Show. And we'll talk about that this hour. But the big talk, of course, was not only Harrisburg, but Maryland's proposed gun ban, and even the national gun ban by Dianne Feinstein, Frankenfeinstein, as I heard her called on one of the shows the other night. And so, you know, we may talk a little bit about guns. We may have a guest in here today. We may get a phone call from who knows. But we welcome your phone calls if you'd like to talk about anything you've heard about this week. I'd love to hear from you guys going goose hunting or deer hunting this morning. It's going to be cold out there. A couple of the bucks in our on our property were spotted yesterday. One great big monster buck that's dragging a foot. We call him Foot Dragger. And he happened to be with a nice 8-point yesterday. So, you know, the bucks still have racks. I still see bucks chasing does, believe it or not. Almost into February, but it's still going on. So coming down to the end of the waterfowl season, this is today's the last Saturday, I believe, for, you know, ducks and geese for the most part. And then we've got a few extended seasons like snow geese and resident Canada birds and things like that. We've got Youth Day coming up next Saturday. We've got a number of things going on there. Coming up in final weekend of deer season, which is, you know, for archery only, and buck or doe, of course. But just want to let you know there's still some bucks out there running and popular late-season hunting. Although it's cold, you got to make sure you can draw that bow and your mechanical stuff is working in this cold weather. But I want to hear from you guys who are going today and what you expect. Of course, all the ponds are frozen over. There's a nice layer of snow most places. Got home last night from the show, took the dog out, and there were two sets of fox tracks through my yard. Friday morning, I got up. It had snowed a little bit overnight in Baltimore County. Not only fox tracks, but two deer had gone through my yard about 8 yards from the back of my house. You know, I said if I could sit in my bathroom window and I could take a chip shot at the deer, but I'll not ever shoot at a deer in my own yard. But that being said, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. Easy way to remember that is you are listening to WCBM 680 on your dial. That's also the phone number, WCBM 680. Put a 410 in front of it and a 800 in front of it, and you've got WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We had Bob call in, and he's in Dundalk, wants to talk about firearms. Go ahead there, Bob.
Yes, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Good.
What I'd like to know is, from a hunter's point of view and the government's point of view, how many rounds is a hunter allowed to have in his weapon? So, you know.
Well, I don't know about from the government's point of view how many. You mean what's legal?
You know what's going on right about now.
All right. Well, Waterfowl is controlled. Waterfowl regulations are controlled by the federal government, which are migratory birds. They cross state and provincial lines, and you know they migrate to Maryland. They migrate out of Maryland. Ducks and geese, and the federal regulation for regular duck and goose season is a 3 rounds in your firearm, even though it may hold 5. Now, my shotgun happens to hold 5 rounds. I'm allowed 3.
Well, now, that's good hunting.
Now, in the conservation season for snow geese, because snow goose populations are so high and they are so destructive, that season that goes through March, actually, you are allowed an unplugged shotgun, according to the federal regulators, because the snow geese are simply by the way they fly, by the way they way the flock comes in, and the large bag limits, you are allowed to unplug your shotgun. For deer hunting, whatever capacity your firearm can hold is what you are allowed to put in the chamber.
You stoned me, Alan.
Huh?
The bottom line actually really is how many rounds is a hunter allowed to have in his gun, no matter what he's hunting, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to answer your question, Bob, because
not getting, you know, mean or anything like that.
Where are you going with this, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering, because I'm hearing all this stuff on the news about, like, how many rounds, they're talking of assault rifles, rather. And I'm thinking,
let's talk about that term.
But how many rounds is a hunter allowed to have in his cartridge?
You mean in his magazine or his clip?
Sir, yes, sir.
All right. Well, modern firearms, bolt-action firearms, traditionally hold 4 and 1 in the chamber.
All right.
Okay. Lever-action firearms, like the old 30-30, can hold 7. And that's just a matter of convenience for, that's what the magazine can hold because the cartridges are so long.
Yes.
Now, you are talking about modern sporting rifles.
The law, I'm saying, what they're trying to pass.
Yes.
How many rounds someone's allowed to have?
Are you asking me how they're going to restrict your firearm by limiting magazine capacity?
Right.
All right. Well,
no offense.
None taken.
I mean, do you have any knowledge about this? I'm just asking.
Well, you're firing questions at me, and I'm trying to answer one before you answer the next one. I'm trying to give you a detailed explanation.
Right.
If you want the detailed explanation, I'm more than glad to give it to you. But you can't change up on me while I'm in the middle of answering a question.
Is there a difference between a hunter and someone who has access to an assault rifle with more than 10 rounds?
Well, Bob, what is an assault rifle to you?
I guess it's something that's a...
So you don't know what... You don't know what an...
Really, what?
You don't know what an assault rifle is.
I think it should be used for war and situations like this.
Well, Bob, most assault rifles are used in war. However, what we're talking about, what our federal government is talking about banning, are modern sporting firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Modern sporting firearms, in their definition of assault rifle, is a semi-automatic firearm that resembles a weapon that is used in warfare. Resembles.
But it's not a hunting tool is what I'm asking.
Absolutely.
Sir. How many rounds is a hunter allowed, if you don't mind? I mean, do you have any access?
Bob.
I know. Maybe I'm flying off the handle.
Yeah, you are a little bit.
All right, listen. How many rounds of ammunition is a hunter allowed for the hunt? I mean, whoever's with him? I mean, that's somebody you have?
I'm trying to answer your question.
All right, I apologize.
Of hunters, a hunter's rifle determines the capacity of how many rounds he can have in his firearm.
All right.
However, if I desire to take a whole box of shells with me, 25 in a box of shotgun shells, or 50 in 2 boxes of shotgun shells, or 100.
Allowed to, right?
I'm allowed to carry those with me. Yes, I am.
Amen. That's all I want to know.
All right. Well, you, where were you going with where were you going with the assault rifle thing?
Because I heard a bunch of talk with the news.
Well, you got to understand what you got to understand.
What type of weapon and what it's used for? I get it now. All right, I do get it.
Bob, Bob, would you like me to explain what a quote assault rifle is or not?
Yep.
Okay. The government and the common terminology of assault rifle is a misnomer. Assault rifles are used in war. We do not, we are not allowed to use assault rifles in common usage in the United States. As a rifle that is used in war is a fully automatic action. What that means is however many rounds are in the magazine can be dispersed or fired with one pull of the trigger. If you pull the trigger back, the gun will continue to fire round after round after round. Those firearms were banned from public use, except under special circumstances, in the 1930s.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
What is defined as a modern assault rifle now is a version of a semi-automatic firearm, which simply means that every time that the gun will fire every time you pull the trigger. And the gases, as the gases expand, that fire the bullet will work the action and chamber another round. But it is required that you pull the trigger every time. If you have five rounds in the magazine, you need to pull the trigger five times to fire all rounds. If you have 30 rounds in the magazine, you need to pull the trigger 30 times to fire 30 rounds.
Well, to make a sports bow, so there is a stipulation, right, between a Honduras magazine and a Soldier's magazine, right?
Bob.
Why?
You're getting caught up in the magazine deal, okay?
Yeah.
A modern,
I think they're issuing. I'm saying I'm hearing this stuff, but they're issuing.
A modern,
no matter who, if you're a thug or whatever, you're only allowed to have, right?
Bob.
Yes. And then we also.
If I'm a criminal.
No, you're not.
If I were a criminal.
All right.
And I obtained a firearm by whatever means, whether I've stolen it, whether I bought it on the black market, whether I've had my girlfriend buy it for me, whether I've taken it from my parents' home, whatever means I have a firearm in my possession and I have criminal intent, the law does not make a difference to me. If my firearm has a capacity of 10 rounds in the magazine or the clip, with one in the chamber, I have 11 rounds I can fire, correct?
I agree.
But what happens if I happen to own four or five magazines? When I shoot my 11 rounds, I can slam in another magazine, pull the slide back, and shoot another 10 rounds.
I hear what you're saying.
And I can drop that magazine out and slam in another magazine and fire another 10 rounds until I'm out of ammunition.
Well, I didn't mean to sound so ignorant. I was just asking. I agree with you. You're right.
Well,
what is the difference? You're right. You're right.
What, I don't know what you mean. I don't know.
No, it's different. I get what you're saying. What I heard was you cannot have more than 10 rounds per gun. Is what I heard.
This, well, and, yes, you know, but you've only heard half the story.
Yeah,
all right?
I'm just a young guy, right?
This is what is going on in our government, and we're getting distracted on some of this stuff. The Firearm Safety Act of 2013, as introduced into our General Assembly this week, it's quite a misnomer. It seeks to limit all detachable magazines with a round count of greater than 10 rounds will be illegal to purchase or transfer into the state of Maryland. So they want to stop us from owning a magazine that contains more than what the government believes that we should have.
Well, guess what you just did?
What?
You more than answered my question.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too, Bob. Thanks for the call.
For your service for everybody around us.
I'm trying, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. bop. All right. Do we want to talk to Jim? Let's talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I got a headache after that last call.
Well, sometimes here's the thing. Here's why I'm so patient with that, because people don't understand. And Bob's not the only one that has the question. He was cutting me off in the middle of an explanation, but that's okay. We'll deal with that. So, what's your question, Jim, or what's your comment?
Well, I want to remind people the Constitution isn't just for hunters. Just how people.
Nor does the Constitution limit how many rounds we can have in the magazine.
Correct. I mean, the guns are to protect ourselves from a corrupt government. When Al Qaeda's going throughout the world, and when they come over in this area with their fully automatic assault weapons, we need something more than 10 rounds anyway.
I'm not even worried about Al Qaeda.
Well, they're spread throughout the world.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not worried about Al Qaeda, okay? I'm more concerned about a criminal who wants to steal a firearm or wants to steal something in my house and doesn't mind breaking in there while I'm home because he's putting his life in jeopardy. And I may not meet him with a semi-automatic pistol with 10 rounds, but I might. I would more than likely meet him with a pump shotgun with buckshot rounds so I can clear my hallway. Or if he moves, I can take him out while he's on the move. But if I try to answer him with a 380 or a 9mm or a 22, and, let's say he's moving around my house and I'm shooting, and, he may or may not be shooting back and he may not be leaving. When I run out of bullets, what happens next? I better have another loaded magazine that I can replace that empty magazine with. So why should the government tell me how many rounds that I should limit my firearm to?
Well, I agree with you 100%.
That's all I'm saying.
What we're talking about is we need these weapons to protect ourselves from anything that comes our way, whether it's the criminal that you're talking about, and I agree with you, or what I'm Al Qaeda or some other people that come over here.
People talk about some federal agency or military personnel is going to come to my house to take my gun. They might, but they're not. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen if that scenario ever comes to bear. First of all, if we are stupid enough to allow these laws to pass that would cause us to all be registered because we all have certain rifles that the government doesn't like. If we allow that as voters, as citizens, free citizens of the United States that have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, if we allow our government to tell us you have limits on how many bullets you can have in your house. You have limits to how many bullets you can have in your gun. If we allow that to happen, that is the beginning of tyranny. And it is so incremental and so creeping. Here's how it'll work. Hi, how are you, Mr. Jones? I'm from the Department of Firearm Security of the United States. And we see that you purchased a firearm back in 1998. I'm wondering, are you still in possession of that firearm? We'd like to see it and inspect it. Oh, sure. Come on in. I got it right back here in the safe. I'll bring it out and show you. Oh, that's okay, Mr. Jones. We'll walk back there to the safe with you. Well, I'm not sure I want you to do that. Well, Mr. Jones, you have a registered firearm, and we're from the government, and we do have the authority under bill number XYZ that we may be able to inspect your firearms in your home. So we'd like to see that firearm. Well, I'm not sure I want to show it to you. Sir, are you being unwilling to cooperate with the government in the United States? Well, no, but I don't think you should. Well, sir, you are being uncooperative. Sir, this is my badge. Let me show you my identification. The other agent is in the car. If you need some assistance for us to have to inspect your firearms, we'd be more than glad to call my friend or my associate in to have a conversation with you. Well, I'm not sure I want to do it. Well, all right, hold on, sir. Yeah, Jerry, come on in here. We've got an uncooperative citizen that won't show us his firearm collection. I'll be right there. So Jerry comes to the door, walks in your house uninvited, and now both of them confront. What are you going to do in that situation? Because that's how it's going to happen. They're not going to come screaming up to your house, surround your house in military-style camo. They're not going to come in, rappel down from a helicopter to take your gun. They're going to do it very surreptitiously, whatever that word is. They're going to be very sneaky about it. They're going to be very professional about it. They're going to be very convincing about it. And if you think I'm insane, well, think what you want, but I know how our government works.
Well, I don't think you're insane at all, because the same thing happened in Europe with the Nazis. They took all the guns away from the French and the Germans and the 6 million Jews.
And the Chinese. And the Chinese. And now the British and the Australians. So
all over the world. That's
all right.
Guns are taken away from them.
Hey, Jim.
Themselves,
I got to take a break. Thanks for the call.
Right, have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. 410, it'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Remember, you folks picked the path that we're going on, and I got Carl that wants to talk about his hunting season, which is great for me. I'd love to hear that. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, who is your firearms headquarters for Browning Firearms. Turkey season's right around the corner. Waterfowl season's still in effect. For waterfowlers, they get a great Maxis shotgun. It's a semi-automatic autoloader shotgun. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil when you're firing at those Canada geese, those ducks, and those snow geese. Now, the BPS Hunter. If you like a pump gun, the best pump shotgun available is from Browning. It's available in 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410 gauges. It has a satin-finished walnut stock, a bottom ejection, 3 Invector Plus choke tubes come with a 12 and 20 gauge, and 3 standard Invector choke tubes come with a 16, 28, and 410. Great firearms from Clyde Sport Shop. And they're getting ready for fishing season. You can get your license, you can get your rockfish gear, and they've got all the live bait you can need for the perch run. 410-242-6108. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, right there in Baltimore. Since 1957, Clyde's has been serving Maryland sportsmen at their same location right there at Hammonds Ferry Road. Clyde's, 410-242-6108, Clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. Hey, Michael Waddell, the bone collector and the host of Realtree Road Trips, is on site at the NRA show. Talked to him last night extensively, and I'd met Michael before a couple of years ago, and we talked a little bit about that. He's a great guy. He's a fun guy to talk to, and he's got a wealth of hunting experience under his belt. But you can meet him. If you like the Bone Collector CDs and stuff like that, and DVDs, he's got all that with him at the show, and he does meet and greet and answers questions. So good guy. Stop and see Michael Waddell if you're going to the show this weekend. You'll enjoy it.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Snap your fingers along with good old Roger. Let's see. Let's talk to Carl. Thanks for calling, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Alan. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Man, I've been a little busy at the shop.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't get a deer, but my sons took care of that for me.
Right.
Carl got a 5-pointer the second week of bow season. Matt got 11-pointer the 13th of October.
Yeah, you've been telling me that, but I haven't seen any of them.
I'm not computer savvy. They're the ones taking care of that.
Gotcha.
Matt got a doe that first on the firearm.
Yeah.
She only had a leg her legs were less than a foot long, but her hindquarters were 20 inches wide.
Okay.
She was huge.
Wow, amazing.
And she was long. She filled up, you know, those deer carts that hang on.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
It filled it up.
Cool.
On the back of the truck.
Cool.
It was amazing. And then Carl got one the following Saturday. He got a doe down there, too.
Cool.
We did get a piece of property down below Salisbury.
Oh, nice. Long ride.
Yeah, well, I like that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And we get away for a couple of days. And
yep.
I've seen deer.
Yeah, just didn't get a shot at one.
Yeah, well, the first one, I had to use my DNR hunt from the vehicle with the wind the way it was opening day. I hunted from the vehicle.
Yeah.
And the next farm over, on the other side of the house, I watched a doe run across the road in the morning. And then I did go out in the evening, and I crawl up my stand, and I'm glassing around with my binoculars, and I seen a deer. Time I set the binoculars down, took my rifle up, disappeared. Don't know if it was a buck doe or what it was, but it was there and then it was gone.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deer hunting.
I got out this year.
That's deer hunting. Yeah, good for you, buddy. All right. I got to call your shop here later today. So is Mark going to be there?
Probably. I don't know. It's been really slow, so, you know.
No, I got his number. I'll call him. So appreciate it, Carl.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Yep. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. Two major things. Well, more than that, on the gun front. You may or may not have heard this. Many of us have. Many of us don't know. But the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show that was scheduled to open next Saturday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has been canceled. Reed Exhibitions is the promoter. Reed is owned by a British company. And they have been putting on the Harrisburg show, the Eastern Sports and Outdoor shows, for many years. Reed announced on their website, and I can certainly read the quote, but let me boil it down for you. We're not going to let assault rifles be sold in our show or displayed. They were saying we support, hunting and fishing, we support family values. But as soon as they said that they were going to submit to, public pressure, I guess, or maybe political pressure. Nobody seems to know. Or maybe they're just British and don't give a rat's rear end about our Second Amendment here. They made that announcement. Some of the sponsors said, whoa, wait a minute. You're going to restrict me from selling or displaying a legal firearm because of popular culture? Because you may get somebody who doesn't agree with you? Well, I guess I'm not going to be able to come to your show. And when the word started to spread throughout the hunting industry, firearms manufacturers, retailers, guide services, archery companies, seminar speakers began to pull out of the show one after the other, after the other, after the other. A website sprung up, My Northeast Outdoors, that talked about the boycott of the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show. Finally, on Thursday, this past Thursday, after over 300 exhibitors had pulled out of the show, 300 exhibitors. Now, that's not counting the booth spaces that they booked because, you know, some of these companies would book 3, 5, 10, 50 booth spaces to display their products. After 307, I believe, pulled out, Reed Exhibitions announced that they were postponing the show and exploring their options. If you purchased your tickets online, you will get a refund. That's why you give them your email address. If you are a vendor, you are getting a refund. So it is a classic example of a company trying to appease a certain element of our society and finding out that firearms owners and people who are involved in hunting and fishing and archery are all of the same mind when it comes to our constitutional right given to us under the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. So, the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show is canceled in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. All the celebrities are gone. There were over 40 of them. All the exhibitors are gone. The show will not open. The show is shuttered and postponed for this year. Who knows what's going to happen next year? So, I just wanted you to know this is like a public service announcement. Now, here's what I had a question to ask you all. This, believe it or not, is the first year I have neglected, for some unknown reason, and I think maybe it's divine intervention, that I did not call and say, would you like to sponsor the Outdoorsman radio show? Just didn't do it. Slipped my mind, thought about it in the fall, forgot about it. And I'm personal friends with the manager of the show who's been on this air. Last year, if you recall, we did, and a year before, we did 7-8 minutes with the show manager and talked about the show. This year, of course, they're not going to call me. I've got to call them and ask, you know, if they'd like to sponsor the show. And they've always agreed, and we've given tickets away and that type of thing. But it didn't happen this year. What position would I have been in, let me ask you, to accept their money to advertise and promote their show, even though I was philosophically against what their philosophy was? And I'm glad I wasn't put in that spot. Vince in Chestertown would like to talk about that. Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
How you doing, Al? You must be clairvoyant.
No, I'm straight.
My, you know, it's funny, when you started talking to the show, that's exactly what I was calling you about. My cousin called me from York, Pennsylvania. We were both calling. It's the first time this show's been closed in 50 years.
That's correct.
And the impact, though, what I think it's a heck of a statement. It seems like the British haven't learned their lesson from King George III.
Good point.
Yeah, they're going to stand up for their rights.
Good point. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. We got a nice quote here from Chris, and Chris doesn't say where he's emailing from, but he sent me an email this morning, and it says, on what you're speaking of, I'd like to share a quote from Thomas Jefferson. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny.
What's bad about this, though, and the message had to be sent.
Yeah.
The Harrisburg economy is going to lose around $44 million.
Yeah, the overall multiplier impact is about $80 million, according to some of the local papers and news reports up there, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it took these distributors and even the outfitters a lot of guts to stand up and do this for their rights and the rights of the Second Amendment, knowing what the financial impact was going to be directly upon themselves.
Well,
give them a lot of credit.
Well, here's the backstory, if you'd like to hear the backstory on that.
Uh-huh.
The people that pulled out of the show includes a lot of little manufacturers, you know, little knife dealers and seasoning companies and small people that make products in their garage or have invested their, you know, they put their house on the line to invest in a product that they believe in. And this was a huge marketing tool because of the exposure of the Harrisburg show. But what's happened is these small companies, when they announced that they were boycotting the show because of what they felt in their heart, because of what they believed was the backbone of this country, the blessing that came was that they received so much recognition. There are people out there who are searching out these companies and seeing what they sell on an individual basis, and the orders are equaling or exceeding what they could have done through expending all that energy for 10 days in Harrisburg at the show.
Uh-huh.
I talked to a small company at the NRA show last night who was going to be there and pulled out. They said they have gotten so much attention on their website. They're, wow. I believe they're from Hagerstown. They've gotten so much attention in the local news. They're being interviewed on TV. People are hitting their website. The product that they were going to introduce in Harrisburg is flying off their shelves now, and they couldn't be happier.
Wow.
So that, yeah, great. So it's pretty pretty interesting to see the way some of those things. It gives me newfound respect for a lot of these companies. A lot of right. these companies, you know. Don't mess with us. We're Americans, and our Congress is messing with us. Dianne Frankenfeinstein is messing with us. Our governor is messing with us. Have you read the text or an explanation of SB 281?
No, I have not.
The Firearm Safety Act of 2013. You got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
There are several points, and there's a great flyer online at the Maryland Shall Issue, and I can send anybody this information. It's a folding pamphlet that you can actually print on your computer. The website is http://getthefacts.marylandshallissue.org. And I can send this to you if anybody would like to email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Here are some of the points. What is the title, the Firearm Safety Act? It's not to reduce murders due to assault weapons. Only two out of the 217 homicides in Baltimore last year were committed with a long gun of any type. No mention of whether either of those two committed with long guns would even fall under this regulated category. It isn't about Sandy Hook. Neither is the word security or school can be found anywhere in the entire document. It's not about stopping criminals. Criminals are exempt from registering their regulated weapons, as that amounts to self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment. What does that leave? It's deceptively named. It has absolutely nothing to do with safety. The bill is about political posturing. It's designed to do nothing more than deprive you of your Second Amendment rights while doing nothing to stop deaths. Last year in Baltimore, 45% of suspects arrested for murder had already been arrested for prior gun crimes. If the legislators were serious about saving lives, they'd introduce laws requiring the imprisonment of these criminals for a long time, as opposed to giving them a slap on the wrist and releasing them. That is a real solution to a real problem. Now, here's what the law talks about. The bill dramatically expands the definition of assault weapons. It creates new classes of banned weapons, assault long guns, and copycat weapons. All firearms fitting these definitions will be illegal to purchase or bring into the state after October 1st, 2013. All current owners will be forced to register them or face up to 3 years in prison. So if you bought an AK for $100 30 years ago and you went through the National Instant Check System, guess what? You're going to have to register that gun under this law or face up to 3 years in prison for doing something that was totally legal to do.
And the implications of passing it on to your son or one of your siblings, you know, has got to be a mess, too.
Well, that's correct. And that's the Feinstein bill. If you own one of these firearms, they're going to allow you to keep it. You got to be registered. You got to be fingerprinted. But you can't sell it. When you die, you can't give it to your children or pass it on to your heirs. You have to turn it into the government. That's under the federal bill. Now, semi-automatic handguns, assault pistols, banned. No grandfathering if they were purchased after 1994. Fixed magazines greater than 10 rounds, banned. Barrel shrouds, banned. And that's simply to keep the heat off your hands. Threaded barrels, banned. Doesn't say what a threaded barrel is. Is that your choke tube in your shotgun? A secondhand grip, banned. You know, the grip, a pistol grip. Magazines inserted outside of the pistol grip. In other words, extend below the grip of the pistol. Banned. Any shotgun currently banned is banned. Any revolver-style shotgun is banned. Semi-automatic shotguns banned if they have a telescoping or folding stock and a pistol grip. Any turkey guns, Tracy? Any shotguns, any turkey shotguns have an adjustable stock and a pistol grip, like a thumb hole?
You can make it that way.
You really?
Yes.
Yeah, because my grandson's pump shotgun has an adjustable stock. As he grows, he can adjust the stock to fit his shoulder, okay? But if it had a pistol grip, it was a turkey gun, it would be banned. Semi-automatic center-fire rifles. Any rifle currently regulated is banned. Lengths less than 30 inches, banned. Fixed magazines greater than 10 yards, banned. Forward pistol and vertical grips, banned. Thumb hole stocks, banned. Telescoping or folding stocks, banned. Grenade or flare launchers. How many of those you got there, Vince?
I think I got two or three in the closet.
Yeah, I've got seven or eight in my own closet, you know, grenade and flare launchers, that's for sure. Banned. Flash hiders. The little flash suppressors on the end of the barrel that cut down on the exploding gases coming out of the barrel that don't blind you, banned. What else you want to know?
I just thought of something. I just said I had two or three in the closet. I hope I don't get a knock on the door this afternoon.
No, you probably will because you said it on the radio. Of course, we're kidding, folks. Neither one of us own any of those. That is Senate Bill 281, the Firearms Safety Act of 2013, introduced into our General Assembly. It is in our legislature in Annapolis as we speak.
It's a mess. And, you know, it's the same thing on the fishing front. Unless we do like they did in Harrisburg and make a statement, they're going to slip this thing through.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, the troops have got to wake up. One other thing real quick about the Eastern Shore. I noticed one thing that my cousin said it was on the local news. This is the biggest show in North America, but nothing was really announced by the news media of any type, print or otherwise.
Right.
Outside of that area.
That's right. Well, it's been all over Facebook. It's been all over social media. It's been all over. Anybody in the outdoor world has heard about it because somebody they know has heard about it. I mean, you know, you take all the exhibitors that were there, the hundreds of thousands of people that go to that show, and the people that were planning to go, you know, they all communicate with each other. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm talking about it here, that the Eastern Sports Show has been canceled. By the way, let me say this. For those of you who are concerned about Senate Bill 281, Gun Day is Wednesday, February 6th in Annapolis at 1 p.m. That's when this bill will be heard, February 6th. Wednesday,
well,
February 6th.
That word's got to get out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. So tell everybody
right,
you know.
True.
February 6th.
All right. Sounds good, Alan.
All right, Vince.
All right. Talk to you again.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, Sean Mann, seminar speaker, Harrisburg, pulled out, gone. Sean Mann Outdoors did not go to the show. Thanks, Sean. We appreciate that. Sean Mann is a friend, and Sean Mann is a world goose calling champion, champion of champions, and the creator of Sean Mann Outdoors and Sean Mann Goose Calls, particularly the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. Now, I know goose season is coming to an end here, but it's a great time to snag an Eastern Shoreman call and help out Sean because of his support for the Second Amendment. Go to the website, seanmann.com. Take a look at the calls, especially that long call, the Eastern Shoreman that he created in 1985. Check out all the different models and make your purchase online. Or you can call the office. It's down in Talbot County, 800-345-4539. Sean Mann also offers a hunting service for waterfowl in Canada with very liberal bag limits, and also he can hunt with you here in Maryland. So if you'd like to set up a hunting trip, or if you'd like to check out all the whole line of Sean Mann calls, the website again is seanmann.com, SEANMANN.com, or you can call the office, 800-345-4539. Someone there can help you. Sean Mann Outdoors. Proud to have him as a sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Unique analysis on local, national, and international developments on the Tom Marr Show. Weekdays, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
There you go, Buck Fever. Morning, Tracy Groves.
Morning, Alan Ellis. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. We had a good time at the show yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we sure did. The NRA show in Frederick is going on right now. Did you get to meet Michael Waddell, by the way? Did you walk over and see him?
He was busy when I went over.
Was he? Yeah, he's pretty crowded.
He was there. Pretty crowded, yeah.
Yeah, we got over there. Actually, we stopped over just before the show opened, and he was walking in the door. Now, he's not feeling well. I don't know how badly he's feeling, whether he's going to sleep in this morning or maybe we'll be able to communicate with him. I don't know. We talked about it. But great guy. I like Michael. His son, Mason, I met both of them, spent some time with them. And, he remembered our visit last night, which was pretty cool. We already put his Facebook up, a picture up on Facebook, reading the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You know. Speaking of Facebook, you're on Facebook.
I am.
And you're on there all the time, I'm sure.
Actually, that's my daughter's job, and she just lets me know what's going on there.
See, I've got the same deal with Marilyn Hunting Quarterly and Marilyn Loves Crabs. Our creative director, Donna Fisher's daughter, Laura, is our media. I keep forgetting what her title is. Social media coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she handles all that. And she, you know, had a picture of her and her son taken with Michael, and it was on Facebook within, I'm going to say, seconds.
He's more one of the guys that will take time to talk to you.
Yes, he is.
Celebrity in the outdoors.
Yeah, he's not a I'm a celebrity and you're not. He's a very, correct, very congenial guy, and I like Michael a lot. So, yep, and he's a good hunter, too.
He is.
Yep, good hunter. Anyway, show was good. Some of your sponsors and friends were there. I know you spent some time in some booths and looking for other ones. And, looking at other ones. And, got to talk to the folks.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm expecting the attendance to be pretty good because of the cancellation of the Harrisburg show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, and actually with the snow yesterday, the traffic was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. I was surprised. Now, we're taking calls here. The calls we're going to take next hour. I think we have time for maybe one short call right now. 410-922-6680 if anybody would like to call. But we're with Tracy Groves. Tracy, is your title is Mid-Atlantic what? Director?
I'm the Mossy Oak Pro Staff Director for the turkey division in five states.
Five states, okay. All right. So turkey season's coming up.
It is. Can't wait. Counting it down.
Yeah, we've got birds on the property up there. We had four or five hens and two longbeards walk out during deer season and walk by us. That was pretty cool. So
the gears are shifting from deer season to getting ready for turkey season.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And for me, the turkey season is going to be, extra exciting because I didn't get to do a whole lot of deer hunting this year.
Yeah. You got a new project in the works. I mean, the Real Deal TV show that you've done for 3 years.
Three years.
Yeah. You pulled the plug.
We pulled the plug. Yeah. We got other things that we feel that's more prominent for the outdoor industry and better rewarding for me, and just hoping to impact more lives through our next adventure.
Good for you. And a one-on-one deal.
One-on-one.
Rather than mass marketing.
Mass marketing, that's correct.
All right, buddy.
The TV was great while we did it, but I believe that God's got much bigger and better things for us, and we can impact more lives in the outdoors.
Beautiful. We'll talk more about that when we come back. After the news, it's time for me to say, get out, stay safe. Come back and join us at the top of the next hour after the news, and we'll go for another hour here taking your phone calls and talking about